What is up, everybody? Welcome back to I Got You Pegged.
Booyakasha. Booyakasha.
No. No.
I'm your boy Dez, straight from brunch, so it's about to be a lively one.
Oh, Lord. It's always lively, Dez.
Always
lively.
How you doing?
I'm good, but I can hear my child escaping his crib upstairs above me.
Not escaping.
All I hear are the sounds of big little feet running back and forth in his room and throwing shit.
Big little feet.
He was supposed to be in there taking a nap. So I'm straight, but my child and I are going to have a conversation when we finish.
You going to introduce yourself this week?
Oh, who am I? Leela. The other co-host. I be chilling. And I also be thinking about food a lot. Y'all, I'm thinking about turkey sandwiches again.
Fresh off it's of time. Thanksgiving. Like, it's I still time. Have a turkey upstairs that I'm making. I'm about to make a bomb-ass sandwich.
Why are you making another turkey? What do you need another turkey for?
No, I still have turkey from Thursday.
Oh, child, same. But I was telling Tremaine, like, look, I can only turkey so much. But it was really the Thanksgiving turkey. But give me it in other context. I will eat that shit. But now I low-key do want that turkey because I will admit I put my foot and my baby toes in all of the food that I made this year.
Come on
now. That shit was fire.
I think this Negrito unplugged the camera.
Don't be calling that to my child.
There you go. Let me see. No, it finally pulled back.
Oh, I was about to be like, oh, God. He knows he's on to you. He's on to you. Like, it's over. It's over. You're done.
But this is Will had the best sleep of his life last night.
Yes,
Moore number one.
I'm well rested.
All right, come on.
Well rested, William Moore.
Come on. All right.
That's because he bought this bougie ass bed. They got a light underneath it, and it goes.
Not a sponsorship.
A light.
Not a sponsor.
I didn't say the name of the brand.
I'm like, wait, what? Like, what is this? Like 007? Like the light therapy? Like, what's going on?
And go. Bzz, 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 bzz.
But what does it do?
You didn't know. You talk about light therapy.
I'm like, what is the light underneath?
It just got a
do?
Light, I guess, so you can see the bed, so you don't care.
Oh, so know, oh, now that now that's a godsend. It, that's a godsend.
And then you be looking like okay. Peter fucking Griffin up, fucking that up your toes. Everybody be Plus, the issue is the bed. We just had this conversation about you being old, right, Des? And the fact that
true
your
story,
knees don't allow you to get up out of the bed.
For those of you that don't know, there was a picture, you know, that was like, ooh, look at these houses. Ooh, so rich, so lavish, so gorgeous. And it was like an inset bed on the floor. And I said, listen, I'm a gentleman of a certain age. I know that for about myself. And how am I supposed to get up? Like, right now, my bed is, like, hella high. Like, Leela, you would have to take a running start to, like,
wow, so we're just singling me out here.
I mean, you about 4'3".
I am someone of stature for my age. Thank you very much.
So she would have to take a running start to get into my bed. I already have to just do a little, like, tiptoe, just ooh. So just a little, ooh, you know, fall on into it. What do I look like having a bed that is literally on the floor? How am I getting up in the morning?
That all you do is roll over and get out.
Again, but that's the thing. It's on the floor. So I'm just rolling on the floor.
And roll your ass in the
way bathroom that this
and
back
pee.
Is brush set up, feet. Baby. The way that, no, okay. I need to, no.
You sound like Will. I'd be so adamant that I want low, high, low level.
Low profile stuff.
Beds,
that's not
low
cute.
Profile
no,
shit.
No.
I love it.
You're
I
low profile. It. That's not, that's okay. That's cute for you. That's not fun for anyone that's of, we'll say, average height or above.
Wow.
I really thought wow. I really thought I was gonna
first
skate past with average.
This up right now. Average height for a black woman in the United States of America.
She's really Googling.
I ain't gonna add nothing to that, but yeah.
I'm just saying.
Boom.
What?
5'4" tall. I am 5'4" 3/4. Boom. I'm above average height.
She really 5'3", y'all.
I am 5'4" and three. I'll get my measure.
I will give my measure. How you do it? Why you do it?
We're going to let her have that. She's really 5'3".
Oh, I'm just saying. These look, wow. This thing really pulled out a measuring tape.
Where you at?
Let it say 5'1 1/4. Let it say
five. Boom. Boom. Shaka-laka-laka.
What does it say?
Come look.
Come look.
Green screen.
Now take off your sandals.
Oh, yeah. All the way to the ground.
Put it under your toe.
I got it.
This is a lot for those of y'all that are listening on the Patreon. You'll be able to see her getting measuring herself.
No, do it from the top because my head is pointy like my child. That's not the top of my head. This is the top of my head.
It is the top of your head.
My head is pointy like my baby because he was stuck in my vaginal cavity.
Oh, wow. You know what that say?
Wow. 5'4 3/4.
That say almost 5'4.
You're a liar.
So it's 5'3 3/4, five. Huh? Yeah. 5'3 3/4.
5'3 3/4. That's what my driver's license
says. Okay. All right.
Because the people at the DMVs get it right. Oh.
That's why they make you wait so long.
They measure you. They measure you right there.
They verify your materials.
Or do they just hand you a piece of paper and tell you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Because I think that's what they do. Because I've been to the DMV.
I'm just saying.
You don't go to no DMV.
They tell you to write your height down.
No, they don't.
And write your weight down.
Which I was about to say, because I was 263 long before I was 263. So Michigan Secretary of State. All right.
Lord. But either way, roll out of the damn platform bed. But this bed is different. It's definitely
I ain't gonna put y'all out there with that picture that I saw. That's a bed. That is a bed.
First of all, your friend is shady as fuck.
That's your friend when she acts like that, and we know that.
Don't be giving her back to me.
Oh no, she's yours. She's yours.
Mm-mm. Nope.
And I love how we haven't even Brother Bear, will you please introduce yourself? Because we haven't even gotten to
you. I did.
That's how we ended up in this whole argument.
Oh, you did. My bad. Again, it's brunch talking. My bad.
Are y'all tired of getting all of these dang Black Friday, super small business Saturday, something left Sunday? What's it called? What's on Monday? Cyber Monday shit. Because Pizza just sent me a text message too.
Hey, hold on, wait now.
Talking about some shop till you drop, then order.
All right, what we got? We got specials.
That would be delicious. When's the last time?
Now you're changing your damn tune.
I don't know because I might have to go on a swoop doop doop one on up on my way home from work tomorrow.
I'm so sorry. That's
all of them. Hey, big head Texas, you get.
But you know what? I'm not mad at it because that reminds me who to unsubscribe from all of the text messages and stuff I be signing up for to get the promo code. So I really don't be mad at Black Friday because, like, oh, yes, get rid of you, listen, keep you.
When the dispensary started texting me Black Friday, I knew I was doing something right in life, okay?
Oh, wow.
Baby, let me give you a weed testimony, okay? I had to go get a vape, right, for a friend of mine, and he was like, oh, pick me up one. I was like, okay, so I'm gonna get two, right? $55 vapes, okay, $55 each, a gram, high potency, very good, all that good shit. I was able to get them at 15% off, plus with my little points and all that, okay, $38 a vape, okay, that's a testimony. Okay. Okay. I am getting high and saving money. Come on now. And I fucked around and got how did I get round trip tickets to Boston for under $200?
How you do that?
Baby JetBlue.
Really? Just on the website? or you had to go through Orbitz or something.
No, I went directly through JetBlue.com. I don't really fuck with it. Ma'am.
What they had going
on? Here is a PSA for everybody. Don't fuck with Orbitz. Don't fuck with any of the third party.
That was the worst.
They will fuck your life.
The worst.
They will fuck your life in the middle of a trip. Do not do that.
Unless they want to pay us, when I went to Louisiana, it was through Orbitz.
And then I will tell y'all some other secrets if they want to pay us. But,
we need hotel secrets too.
Oh, I got those.
Ease up on some.
I got you.
Because I got to go to Arizona in a couple of months now.
No, I did not know that. Would you like me to book your room?
I forgot to tell y'all.
Would you like me to book your room?
Yeah. Okay. My business partner gonna need one too.
Okay.
Cause he going.
Which one? Beach or the other
one? The tall one from Just a Thought that was here at my house.
I got you.
It's for one of our contracts. We got to go out there and look at the indigenous schools.
Ooh.
And at the indigenous colleges.
FYI, you need to talk to Dr. Strongreen, because that was almost what her PhD was in. She knows about that.
We got her thing in January. We present for her on microaggressions in January.
Look at that. Okay.
Teaching practice.
Okay. The ecosystem
funds this beautiful podcast.
The ecosystem feeding itself. Just
shut up, Desmond.
What? I'm serious.
Anywho, what is the topics for today? Something about love.
We're gonna get into the foolery for the episode. That was a hell of an intro. Sorry, y'all. That was a fun one. The foolery for the episode is I was looking over the topics while I was at brunch, so we got some goodness here. Is it harder to end a relationship or a sneaky link?
Sneaky link.
True story.
What makes it hard to end a sneaky link for you? What makes that hard?
So I was forced to realize that as of today, with my two FWBs, I have been with one for 5 years and one for 6 years.
Mm-hmm.
And
we all knew this in the group chat.
Well,
anyway, y'all, because we, never mind. I'm going to leave his life alone.
You don't have to put me on Front Street like that.
No, I do.
Okay? Us is us. And then this is this. Us and this, they don't come together like that. Okay.
They might, if you brought it up.
No.
You might get them all to come together.
In
the butts?
No.
Is that what you said? What did you say?
Jesus Christ. But I know even with them, it's the communication is like cool and fun and easy and relaxed. But to like cut that off, because we know that I was trying to cut it off more than once with one of them and it never happened. We downgraded, we switched up some things, but it never happened, which luckily for me later on. But it's easy. I know for a relationship, I can cut you out of my life quick and easy, but with that nice little like comfort of there's no strings, there's no extras, like it's much harder to let go of that because I think there's just like the comfort of ease instead of a relationship where, you know, you got to work.
So let's say it's a relationship of over a year. It's still easier to end a relationship?
Oh yeah. Because the thing is, within the relationship, I've given you multiple, I guess, warning shots of, hey, this is what I want, this is what I'm not getting. We're doing temperature checks. We are like, we're doing all of that. And if you ain't changing that behavior, it's much easier for me to be like, oh, okay, bye. But that's just me because I'm toxic.
That's very true. And sneaky links, they do tend to end like amicably. Like, okay,
yeah.
Well, now I'm about to get into an actual relationship with this individual, or, you know, I think that this has ran its course.
Motherfucker got back with the ex, had a whole baby, and then came back and was like, yo. And I was like, hey, where you been at? And then picked up right where we left off. Like it was nothing. Hadn't talked for like over a year. Hello? Like,
for what?
Huh?
You don't need to talk no nobody for no.
Exactly. But when we picked up, and we continued, and it's been, you know, it continued. Mm. That's much easier than a whole ass relationship. I mean, hello. Hell, we still hearing about Gabrielle Union and Dwayne Wade and the baby outside. Hello.
What? We're still hearing about Will, Jada, and the other relationship.
Can we just leave the Smiths alone? We just gonna
can
leave
they
them alone.
Leave us alone?
But it's not even
we don't
them.
Be
it's
asking the, for this news. But every time I turn
it's
on
the
Instagram,
public reading the book and listening to the shows and then commenting. Because notice
they
haven't
the
had to say
give
anything.
Us one general synopsis. Why I gotta be something every single time I go on Instagram
it's
for
different,
the last
because
six
it's
months.
Every it's everybody else that's reading it and want to comment on something and finding their little Easter eggs.
It's the content,
right?
Content.
He out here selling out like the Obamas, and I was just like, "Wow, Will, like that's amazing, like good for him."
Out here creating content. Hey,
so in what case would it be harder to end the relationship than a sneaky link?
You know, I for me, you know, I this why we all cool because it'd be harder to end. And a sneaky link for me too. I was playing devil's advocate. You get a good sneaky link, you know. Oh, you know, it'd be hard to end that good sneaky link
because it's consistency when you want it, how you want it, no strings attached. Like, why would I want to give that up? Why? Because, like, you ain't doing nothing crazy, right? You ain't doing nothing illegal. You ain't doing nothing that's going to put me in danger. So why I want to end that?
Yeah, good one. Good sneaky link. Bad sneaky link.
Now, what's real ugly is seeing them in public with someone else and how you react to that. Not everyone is like us. So what y'all did not see, if you are not watching on Patreon, Leela just like, and just shrugged it off like, and I don't care.
I guess because like, either way, it's like, if I'm done with you, I'm done with you. I don't care if we in a relationship, if we was just hooking up. It's like, all right, nigga. And then I can go on about my day and go see if Krispy Kreme got the hot light on. I don't know. I think I'm just hungry again, y'all. I'm thinking about the turkey that's in the Frigidaire.
I hate you
in the other room. They calling me.
Oh, God.
But no, for real. You know, I just be like, okay, well, this was cute. Because I was with somebody for like a year and a half, broke up with him, and then I was dating Will, and Will moved in like a week later. I don't know. Just be out here living my life.
You was done with him like...
What?
6 months before then, though. But you was just reaping the benefits.
But I was also messing with somebody else at the time, too. And I just was like, I just never called him back. He would hit me up every so often. And I would just be like,
Wow. Things I didn't
I thought
even
about
know.
It one time when I had to go past, there's a Checkers on 55th. And that was it. And I was like, oh, yeah, you do live over here, don't you? This Checkers nasty. And then I went back to the house.
Wow.
Like, that was the whole thought process.
Wow.
I was really? like, I wonder if such and such still live over here. Why are you looking at me like this? Both of y'all. What's the problem?
I'm just, okay. I'm here for it. I support it all.
Y'all knew who I was when you met me.
I'm saying, you had a whole monster. A whole week difference between moving niggas in, huh?
Tremaine did yell at me today because I said this dude had a weak disposition when I was at the grocery store.
What the fuck does that mean, a weak disposition? In what
Something
way?
Only a monster.
That's what I was like. Something that only a monster would say.
I crack myself up. All right, so Dez, you said it's harder to end with a sneaky link. Will, you think it's harder to end with a sneaky link?
Yeah, with a good sneaky link. I mean,
what's a good sneaky link versus a sneaky link?
Oh, a sneaky link don't even get an ending. It's just you don't get a call back, you don't get a text, you don't get
nothing.
You get nothing. I don't have to respect you. What? Get out of here.
Wildness. And I'm the problem? I at least respect other human beings.
Do you?
Yes.
Do you?
Yes.
Oh, man. How about that
one? I do. I have respect for the human condition.
Mm-hmm. Are we sure about that? Outside of
Obviously,
work?
Obviously, I do.
Outside of work?
Yes.
I love how she... How you go away from the mic to yell yes.
All right, y'all gonna stop hating on my life.
But yeah, I'll say because bad ones just really don't, like, they don't make it long. The bad sneaky leak don't make it long. I would say somebody that, let's go with mid-tier, a mid-tier sneaky link. Is somebody that doesn't have the consistency that you're looking for, but the sexual activity is great.
The sexual activity gets
No, because the consistency, for me anyway, the consistency brings it down to mid-tier.
See, the consistency doesn't have to be there, but like though the second and third tier ones, like they're second and third tier just because I just keep them on the back burner just in case my first and second strings aren't available when I need them. So I gotta have something in my back pocket. Like that's the only reason why they're there. It's not even good. It's just I'm able to use you as I see fit, and that's what I'm enjoying at that moment.
So, like mid-tiers.
Don't shake your head at me.
Like I said, it's like the consistency isn't there, but they have, like, the sex is good, but the consistency isn't there. And those still a little bit tough to end.
Mm-hmm.
But not as easy. Yeah. My bad if y'all heard that. My son just did something. I think it picked up on the mic.
It just sounded like something rattled. You're fine. Don't worry. But he's probably he's probably full hulking in the room right now.
Lord.
Now he's moving his crib from one end of the room to the other.
Lord.
If y'all could see the videos that they send us, it is hilarious because he...
Can you hear him screaming?
No, I didn't hear that.
Oh, he free now.
Give us free. See, if we had sponsors, this is where we could go to a commercial break to handle that and then come back.
Then we got to put the little...
All right.
Technical difficulties.
So, I mean... On that note, we're going to move along to our toy of the episode.
Lord, I like that little thing you had the other night. What was that?
What, the nipple sucker?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was all right. It was okay.
Oh.
That's not my toy. Mm.
Where you get that from?
I got it from Wild Cherry ENT. Mm. That's where I got it from.
Meow, meow, meow.
Are we going to, should we say? No.
What?
No.
No, we won't say that now. There's things coming down the pipeline for y'all. We're not going to talk about them yet.
But there's
more than a few things. More than a few, and I'm excited.
But I did like the thing from Wild Cherry.
Okay, the nipple
sucker. I will say, it can get a little rough, though, because it is like an actual suction thing. And it can sneak up on you if you jerk one way, and it was not trying to do that, and blip, blip, blip. You know how that go.
Jesus.
But otherwise,
you know how that go.
Solid 8 out of 10.
Okay.
Mm. Okay. All right. That's your toy of the episode?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Mm. Oh, wasn't my turn to go? I didn't know. I just said I like showing up.
Hey.
And just hanging out.
Hey. If that's your toy. Hey.
No, but that
I just didn't know you was
cool.
Coming in with it, but that's
Well, I didn't know what it was, and you didn't tell me you had it. We doing stuff, and then all of a sudden, I was like, what the fuck was that, Ricky Bobby? And it was you.
Jesus Christ.
You know, I thought you would like
less stressed out by the things I say, Desmond.
I thought you would like it.
And she did.
So I put it on.
There we go.
And let's try this. Try it at home.
I know what Will's sex toy the episode is.
No, you don't.
Uh-oh. Yes, I do.
Ooh. I guarantee you don't.
It's his new bed because he tried to do some new angles yesterday. He got to see some new angles because, like I said, usually we're on a platform bed. And this time the bed brings me up at least 7 feet higher in the air.
Look at what is that? Some height? What is that? It changes things?
Pick up the button. Push the button. Push the goddamn button.
So let me speak to the wonderful magic that is a taller bed for a taller person when it comes to sexual activity. This isn't a new thing. This is us returning back to the past when we had a taller bed.
And I had to hop in that hole used too, to have while a taller I was pregnant.
We can install some steps.
Exactly. Hang up on him.
We used to have a taller bed, and I used to break off in them angles. I was regulated to a smaller, saggy bed, and I ain't been able to break off saggy, angles.
Not a saggy bed, Jesus.
Like I used to be, but now, we are back to regular form,
speak
and I'm going to break off in them angles.
Speak on it.
Once again.
So this was Will's sex toy of the episode. It's just a quality bed of height that he appreciates.
It is not my sex toy of the episode. Guess it. My sex toy of the episode is the sucky tonguey.
What?
The sucky tonguey thing.
What?
I don't know.
So
can you show us a picture or something? Right.
I'll put it in the Patreon.
Okay,
so
good.
You put it on the clit, and it sucks.
I know what you're talking
about. Sucks
now.
The clit.
It looks like a rose. It looks like the rose with the tongue.
Yes, if you've ever seen a tweet go viral, it's the second one that's always underneath the rose now.
Honestly,
people are like, oh yeah, bitch, because it's a fucking formula at this point. Your tweet go viral, all the sex toy people gonna blow you up. They gonna have you put the rose as number one, and what you called it, the suck it tongue.
Suck it tongue. Suck it tongue.
I need you to do better, first of all.
Suck it tongue.
That's gonna be number two.
Jesus.
That's my sex toy of the episode, and I'm.
Do we have that?
We do not, and I'm going to be purchasing one soon.
All
right. That sounds painful. It's like I know there are some people who like, what are they called, the suction cup things, and you pull the air out of them. Like I've seen people use them before, mostly in like BDSM dungeon play and stuff like that. So I wonder if it gets that tight, or if it's more just like an actual. I don't know, like the nipple sucker thing. Like it gives you the suction, but it's not, that's a level that we wasn't trying to do. Not for this.
Not for this.
Right.
And that's okay. It's just not my my kink.
You know, sometimes, some stuff just goes a little bit too far.
Much. Sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't.
Yeah, I always feel like a nut.
Well, you are a nut. And that's part of the problem. That's why you married a psychologist.
That ain't why. I married you because you let me break off in them angles.
Des, what's your sex toy of the episode so we can move on and them from angles. This? Lord Jesus.
Leg up. One arm on frontal. Bang, bang, bang.
What? Y'all, it's exhausting.
And I'm very upset with her, even though apparently she's always been problematic, but whatever. Fuck
who?
Her. Spinning your butt. The dancing dildo, and it was to Rihanna that I sent y'all the video of.
Yes, I remember that.
That one, it is called, it's from Fort Trough. It's the Fort Trough vibe. And think of like Candy Coated Factory, but real gay. And it has multiple speeds and multiple rotations, and it connects to your Spotify and your Apple Music. And, it gets the job done. One of my friends, if you want to follow him on the Tick of Talks, what the hell is his name? Drax Tazzy? DRXTAZY, all together. You can go find him. You'll see videos of him whoring himself around Europe right now for his 36th birthday. He decided to take a month and just whore around Europe, and you know,
everyone should take a month to just whore around.
Listen, and I'm just like, you know, I love that for him, and he's doing an amazing job. And through him whoring around Europe, I found out about this Fort Trough vibes.
Funniest. Okay, what do you think is the best music to listen to when using something like that? That's gonna pick up on
something with a hard bass. To get through that second hole.
Think of this got the super boom, boom.
Some Detroit house.
Mm-hmm.
Anywho.
Now, honestly, and not even. That might be too much. That.
All right, y'all. This has been another episode of I Got You Paid.
We got one more topic.
Well,
or maybe some Godzilla by Assault.
Now that would, it's Assault and something.
We don't have the money, Desmond.
That one we're okay with. I know his niece. We okay with that one. All right. Like, good times.
So, third topic.
Moving on to our fuckery. I'm sorry, ho shit.
Oh, I need a soundboard for that.
Oh, we really do. We really got to do something about that. So this one, because I'm still wondering. So, love languages of sexual activity. So, Brother Bear, explain that to us, because I want to make sure.
For the third time, because neither one of us had any to do.
I listened the first time. You didn't listen.
First of all, I was in my phone. You know, I was looking for something, and I can't hear. It's like when you're driving, and you got to turn the radio down so you can see what you're doing. You know I can't do both.
What's the name of that? What's the name of that?
I don't know, and I did just do a whole lecture on memory and attention literally last week. Can't remember shit I talked about.
Nah. Brother Bear, break it down.
Oh, man. Continue. So we all have our love languages, and some people's love language is sexual activity. So we all know within that umbrella of sexual activity, there are many different types of sexual activity, such as oral, just straight penetration. It might be something kinky, like impact play. So it's just many different forms of love language within that. I think it's important to discuss that with your partner. If that's your partner's love language, sexual activity, what type of sexual activity?
So, in general life, there's five love languages.
Yes.
Right. Yeah. So there's words of affirmation, which are compliments or words of encouragement, quality time, their partner's undivided attention, receiving gifts, which are symbols of love, like flowers or chocolate, depending on what your gifts may be, acts of service, and then physical touch, having sex, holding hands, kissing, things like that. So within those, I'm recognizing now that we're talking about this, like where mine would be. So like I tweeted out the other day, you can't tell me what to do, but you can encourage me into doing something. So I guess words of affirmation would be something for me. Sexually, especially sexually.
What would that look like? Give us some examples.
The easiest example it keeps going in and out. I consider myself more dominant. So if I find a dominant dude and he's trying to like be forceful, I switch that back. to the point where, like, you're not going to, like, force me. Like, I'm going to stop you, and then I'm going to control the rhythm from there. But if you want to take control of the rhythm, you, when I'm, like, you know, trying to switch that up, you can be like, no, no, like, you can encourage me into your way instead of me stopping it hardcore. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like, if you're able to take the time to encourage, I'm more likely to follow. If you don't encourage and you try to, like, just make it happen, I'm going to take the reins and leave from there.
Okay.
like,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
So, what would acts of service look like within the sexual standpoint, then? Like,
maybe oral?
Not necessarily.
Because I would think that that's just under physical. Once anything majorly sexual happens, I would think physical touch.
I think about some of the people I know who do BDSM kink stuff, and they have their subs doing housework for them. And that's part of their kink play, is for their sub to take care of the house or to run errands for them or, you know, like stuff like that. That's how my brain did it. Maybe I'm misinterpreting the connection.
No.
But that's how I was seeing it.
My
partner's going to be the one to set up the scene for tonight. They're going to make sure we got towels to wipe up afterwards. They're going to get the towel for me to clean up stuff and, you know,
for the splish splash, taking the bath on a Saturday night. For the men that, if their women love the bath and stuff like that, like, run them the bath with the flowers and the oils, get them ready for it, because that is foreplay for them in some cases.
Correct. That's how I was thinking about it. I don't know if that made sense, but that's what I did. That makes sense. Slapping it in your face and shoving it in your mouth or touching that dangly thing in the back of your throat. That all felt like physical.
Better look
touch.
Back at it. Right.
Yeah.
Once we go to a sexual act, I automatically equate that to physical touch.
Physical touch, yeah. That makes sense.
But those little things that are important for sex or play that you don't really, like, I do not feel like getting up to get a towel or doing this. Like, though, if someone's like, oh, I got you, please do, because I just want to lay here in this new expensive ass bed that I have to hop up into. I just need you to go figure it out. Wow.
What? I hate the puddles. I hate the puddles. That's why I'm systematic about mine. I hate the puddles.
Oh, I purposely do stuff on his side of the bed so I don't have to deal with it.
I hate you. You are so proud of yourself for that.
Yeah, and I can't switch the bed around anymore. I used to just turn the bed around when she left the room.
See? I can't even do that now.
Why are you always on this side of the bed? I don't know. I like just being up underneath you. Nah, nigga, because it's wet over there.
It's cold. You didn't hear me. I would physically.
You did not physically
turn
no fucking
the bed around.
Because even back in the condo or in the house we live in now.
No, not in the house. We've never been able to do that in the house we live in now.
That's because I have a platform bed.
The devil.
And y'all act as if
working on
there's a problem with having to bend your knees. To get into a
this coming from the one who
like
talk about some my knees be popping, but you want
my knees
you
do
wanna,
be popping.
You want us bring us all the way
like
down to ankle
back
level.
On up.
What does receiving gifts look like within the sexual?
Maybe receiving toys from Wild Cherry ENT.
Okay. Wow,
you
nice.
Would make it a
nice
ad.
Nice.
Thank you so much.
I'm practicing.
But no, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking it was that, or some people who like food. Maybe you buy strawberries and stuff and champagne, but like you literally are purchasing things for the person. You bought them lingerie. You bought them.
Oh, okay.
You know, like shit. Like, I don't know.
Do people really
like
do lingerie?
I can never think about food and sex without thinking of Dez's feeder gainer story.
I did not know where this was going, and I got uncomfortable for like a hot second. I was like, wait, what?
Do you want Wendy?
Okay. A fofofo baby. All right. I hope every that man time, is doing well.
I'm not mad. I low-key want Wendy's right now.
Somebody bring up food and sex.
They got the new French fries. That's why they got the new French fries. Oh, how are and those? And they chicken nuggets be using that same French fry coat and shit. That shit is fire now.
So can we just like not be this fat?
For those of you that may not know, you really, really, really need to go ahead, get onto the Patreon and listen to our hotels, because in our hotels, I have a feeder gainer story from one of my past lives down in Florida, and it just got weird and it got wild, and it had nothing to do with me, but I had to watch it and it's things. So it's things. It's a good time. It's a good time over in the Patreon.
Lord of mercy.
Lord of mercy.
Lord of mercy. Lord. What's the other one? How many did we do? Three? Isn't it five of them?
Yeah, it's five of them. Quality time. Like, how do you?
The cuddlers, the spooners. Okay.
I mean, but that's pretty much the same deal.
As physical touch, right?
Yeah. Well, not really, because sometimes the cuddling after isn't about you, ooh, I'm gonna get some. It's about, no, I'm genuinely making space for us to remain in this moment together beyond the orgasm point. Because a lot of people don't be trying to do that. You know, I ain't no cuddler. Leave me alone. So when you like make space and room for people.
Hate it here. Continue. I'm sorry. She's so mad at me. Now, Leela, come back to the mic. Leela. She's typing something real mean right now. I can already tell.
Yeah, she typing it to the group chat.
I'm not even gonna look at it until we're done. No, continue. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess up your flow. Come on.
I'm done.
No, you're not.
Go ahead and wrap us up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Go ahead.
Go get this baby.
Mm-hmm. Why? Because he's moving our furniture from one end of the house to the other upstairs.
Going crazy.
These people know we got kids. Shit. Don't nobody live in no environment that's perfectly quiet. How about this? Definitely want y'all to support the Patreon. Then we can get some additional soundproofing. We can do an actual studio. Hire Black Nanny to come and hang out at the house. And take my kid outside.
I'm like, y'all gonna need an
au
pair in a minute.
Shit.
I said, y'all gonna need an au pair in a minute.
Honestly, that's what Will was looking into. He was like, how much is it? I was like, honestly, for shit, the $17.50 a month that daycare was charging, we really could do, I think it's what, $1,000 a month for a live in person? Because.
Mm-hmm. Or a semi live in, yeah, why not? 3 days a week.
Listen. Because, baby, I ain't got $17.50. And even if I did, I ain't willing to give it up.
Harris, Biden, we need to, y'all to do something about this child care. Okay.
We need y'all to prices, do a lot of stuff about a lot of shit.
Prices is out of control. I see that y'all have done something with the supply line and the nice little kink in the chain there. We appreciate it. Prices is falling down. That turkey that we had was $94 like it was gonna be 2 weeks ago.
They were worried. People were genuinely worried.
Oh, like we had, like normally we give out turkeys at work to everyone. They had to not give out turkeys this year. And
really?
it pissed off our executives. Like, cause they were like, we can't even promise y'all anything. Like, we feel bad. Dang. And I was just like, ooh, but yeah. So we see y'all fix that. We appreciate that. Gas is still high. I see this housing bubble is looking a little shaky. It's looking a little weak. I'm here for it. Let it pop so I can pick up
that
something.
That mean I get to really buy my income property?
We gon' possibly.
Don't threaten me with a good, don't get my hopes up, Dez. Don't do that.
Okay? Because I'm trying to get 2 for 1. Okay?
Because you know for a fact I'm trying to build me 3 tiny houses in the Chicago metro area. And
all I want is one of these. All I want is one of these 6 or 8 bedroom or 6 or 8 unit things. and take two of them.
So I have somewhere dedicated to stay whenever I'm in Detroit. But and then y'all have these tiny houses that are gonna look fucking amazing.
I don't want tiny houses.
I love tiny houses, but you also don't want to get on no bed that requires you to bend your knee at any more than a 90-degree angle.
That y'all heard that right? Y'all heard the rudity.
Can you hear him?
Y'all heard the rudity. I couldn't.
My baby, and I'm going to stick beside him. I'm going to stick beside him.
Well, all right, y'all. We're going to go ahead and wrap this thing on up.
Love y'all.
Thank you all so much. Make sure to pay attention to all of the social media. We have some new things coming up, not just our normal, but we got some new stuff. Yeah, I'm not going to talk about that until that's in the bag after the second. So. But yeah, we've got some new stuff coming up. So make sure to pay attention. Watch our social media.
This might come out right before the contest ends.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, at this point, okay. You got a 50-50 shot. That's how few people have entered this contest.
Really?
You got a 50-50 shot. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, we've been giving away some good shit.
Like y'all some really good shit. Let me start texting people because I'm like, what is y'all doing? What is y'all doing?
They got like a 50-50 shot.
All right, babes. We love y'all.
We love you long. Y'all. We love you strong. We will see you next time. Until then, make sure to check us out. Follow us on Patreon. We love you, our Peggies. We love you so much. Mwah. And we will catch you next time. Bye.
Bye, y'all.
I thought he was going to say peace and head. Jesus.
Yes. Oh, okay.
You know what?
Right, man.